Tshwane Mayor Cillia Spring says it is important the city explores energy generation options other than Eskom. This includes the leasing of two unused power stations in the city. This comes after the Tshwane Council recently approved a public participation report for the proposed 40-year lease of the Rooival and Pretoria West power stations. Brink was speaking during a media briefing at the Rooival power station to outline the city's energy master plan.
Earlier this year, we appointed an energy task team, people from across departments in the city of Tshwane, to look at critical issues of how we can become more independent of Eskom. Basically, they're looking at what I've already mentioned, procuring and generating at least 1,000 megawatts of electricity in the next 3 years. The city of Tshwane uses about 2,600 megawatts. So that would have a significant impact on our energy independence from Eskom. We all also then obviously have to look at the configuration of our network, because if we produce energy independent from Eskom, it has to be fed in to the network. There are technical issues that they need to look at. Wheeling agreements. We also have to look at the uptake of rooftop solar. Then, of course, we also have to look at what all institutions in this country have to look at, is what do we do if there is a national grid collapse? There has to be disaster management plans. As unlikely as that eventuality is, if we're not preparing for it, we are not doing our job. Finally, we will be preparing an energy indaba, where we will be taking a request for proposals on the use of power stations such as this on public participation to the market, and also soliciting requests for information on independent clean energy generation. So those are the measures we're taking. The point is, we've got to act now. We've got to act now. And if municipalities don't act now and explore every potential option to become independent of Eskom, then the country is going to be in a great deal of trouble.
Brink says partnerships with the public sector are key to reviving the unused power stations, which will aid in their efforts towards energy independence.
These are assets that have fallen into disuse. You will see that a lot of the infrastructure still stands, but there's no real power being generated here. And that's been the case since about 2012, 2013. This facility can produce a small amount of electricity. The problem is it's not enough. And the quality of the coal that it uses is poor. And so you've got to stockpile a whole lot of coal. The upshot of this is the city has assets. We do have generating capacity here, but it's not enough. We do have an inlet into the grid. And that's also the case with Pretoria West Power Station, although that power station is far more run down than this one. And the challenge that we have is we don't have the money as a city. We don't have the creditworthiness to raise the money in the market to upgrade this power station so that it can have a significant impact on reducing our Eskom dependence. And that's why partnerships with the private sector are going to be key. So at the moment, there is a notice out for the public to comment on whether they think we should be leasing out these power stations, Pretoria West and Rooival, as per the council resolutions. We'll get that feedback once we have it. We'll make the decision on whether to lease the power stations and then put out a request for proposals in the market. There is no such issue as a single supplier being chosen up front. We need all of the potential bidders possible to see what can they contribute at power stations such as these, and then to get us onto the road of energy independence.
Reporting 4 Times Live, I'm Demi Buzo.